Blog Talk Radio.
Hey! What's this lying around shit? Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
It ain't over. It ain't ever over. I've had a pretty good day today. How about you guys?
Not bad.
Getting up this morning and having the guy on there tell me about how the global warming,
that was a good
time. Is a complete farce. And you notice that the guy that comes out and attacks him, that still the professor is pushing it, I can almost guarantee you that guy has a government grant or there's government money coming into his school.
Somehow they're getting money.
Yeah. They're getting exposed and they don't like it.
Because there ain't no way he's that stupid. I mean, global warming, it's been proven fake.
And a hello there to Mr. Rod Luke and Linda and Yo and Nick and Kazwani and...
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, weather's not that bad, so I ain't complaining. What's hit the news? A lot has hit the news, folks. They're still doing their gun grab. You got Eric Holder now wants to put a bracelet on your wrist so he knows when you fire a gun or whatever, when you're firing a gun. So stretches to, but that's just not going to work with the criminals. They're still not going to do it.
People, the best
he's about brilliant.
Don't tell people you've got that. Keep that to yourself.
Well, when you go to buy one, you about got to register anymore in some places.
Well, some places.
Not everybody's like Indiana where we can go to a yard sale and buy one. That's their fault.
Okay. Staking on that.
I watched some today of James and I did this morning and Jolene of Eric Holder testifying before Congress, getting grilled what he's got, and Mr. King pretty much tore him a new rear end right there on the floor, I thought.
Yeah, had him burning up time with senseless mumbo-jumbo skirting the question.
Well, but
he exposed
the fact that here's all these suits that you've went after, and here's all these suits that you've ignored and refused to go after and stuff, shows a bias here. You know, he brought up the Black Panther issue. He brought up how that was handled. He brought up how they're ignoring immigration laws and how they're ignoring these laws that are being broken and stuff. But at the same time, how they'll go after this person or that person, usually on the other side of the spectrum politically, you know, and let's be real. Could we expect Eric Holder's Justice Department to give us justice when it comes to these people?
No.
Really? Eric Holder hasn't showed me that he's anything but a racist. He's a mini Al Sharpton Jesse Jackson.
And that's not what we need in the government.
He's worse because he has some power.
Yeah, that's what makes it bad. You know, here we have laws. We have laws. We are a nation of...
And everybody should follow
and
that.
And when your government aids in breaking those laws, you no longer have justice. You have tyranny.
Yeah.
And that's what we have with this crap that they pick and choose who they want to go after or what laws they will enforce and what laws they won't. Which was the meaning of the hearing today that he was testifying at. Was about how... Where do they get the right to pick and choose which laws they will enforce? Everybody's talking about all the delays of health care. I really can't understand that because they've been delaying enforcing immigration laws for decades. They refuse to enforce them. And then they find excuses. All right, we got the Dream Act, and let's put this little Dream Act that Obama and them all pushed through there done. They took part of that illegal force and said, okay, well, they kind of made them legal. Didn't give them citizenship, but kind of made them legal. Well, they count that as a deportation, or it never was.
Yeah, they said something about that today, that
Jeb Bush's comment.
Of all the people that were detained and held, I think it was either like 0.8% or just 8% was actually deported for some unknown reason.
Yeah,
so,
instead of being deporting more illegals than any other administration, as they brag, it's proven now that they have been deported
less
than any other administration.
Yeah. They also stated that the women's workforce has been less since Obama came in office. The poverty rate of the women has went up. I don't understand that point
because me and Bill was talking last night.
No, you got to understand what he's saying.
Well, I mean, that's right. He's right.
2.1 million more women are in poverty than was.
Yeah.
Since Obama took office.
But it's like they're saying
real
commercials.
Let's be real. Illegal immigration and giving them amnesty. Who's going to hurt the most out of that? The very people that you would think Obama would be looking out for. And that's the black population, the minority population. They're the ones that's going to hurt the most out of all this. And in the end, the ones of them that do work and stuff, they're going to be paying for benefits for the illegals.
Yeah, and then you got the thing where they were griping about the women's pay, that the women get lower pay than men. There has not been one job I've been to that they would say, okay, you do the same job as this woman, but you're going to get more than her. I don't see that.
Now you've got.
They're just talking about equal pay for equal work.
Everybody
hires in at the same rate.
You don't understand how they're doing statistics. How the left spends these statistics. In the Obama administration, women are paid less than men are, more so than they were under Bush. But it's the types of work too. They're not relegating that out there. There are certain types of work that are made for men. I'm sorry. It is made for I worked inside a gray iron foundry. There were a few women in there, and I'm going to tell you.
That's like if you're carrying buckets of, say, you're a hod carrier, there's a good example.
Well, there's some women
you carry twice as many bricks as a woman, do twice the work, but they think that she ought to make the same. No, because she's doing less work, so.
If she's doing less work. But if she's keeping up with me,
that's just only
like my job.
There's only certain jobs that they can apply
to. Well, it's like my job.
Stop. Right now, we already have laws against that kind of thing. We already have laws against it.
Yeah.
And I don't know the big deal here because all you have to do is actually enforce the damn laws we have. Again, they failed to do that if there's a problem. But I don't know any place I ever went to work at starting in at that women starting in made less than I did.
That's wrong.
Now, it may have come to a production thing, and because it was heavy-duty work inside of a foundry, well, hell yeah, I'm going to outdo most women. I'm 6'2", and I weigh over 200 pounds.
And on there's many men what makes more money than I do. It just depends what part of job you're working at. Like Bill's kind of work. He's better educated than I am. So he, you know what I'm saying, he applied to himself, so his pay would be a lot more than mine.
But I went in places, Chad, starts on the bottom and worked my way up.
He'll work himself up.
I remember last year when you had an opportunity to advance, I got mad at you, which you did. I wanted to kick him in the butt, folks, because it's like, hey, there was your opportunity, and you let it fly by. He should have grabbed it.
Yes.
And that's the thing I say about this country. You're not guaranteed anything, but when you get an opportunity, you must take advantage of it. And Chad may be right not to have. Maybe something else may pop in here that we don't foresee.
Well, I wouldn't give myself that much credit.
Yeah, there it was. He lacked self-confidence.
I didn't think I
something
could
you don't see on the left. They have plenty of confidence and skills they lack.
Well, you do want to do the job right. You want to do it 100%. There ain't no half button any job. And I didn't know if I could do that. I'm sure I could have learned. I'm sure Bill could have, you would have to worry or mess with computers and stuff. And I'm sure Bill could have showed me how to do that stuff.
Or his brother or somebody. But, you know, the thing is, when you get an opportunity, it's what you do with it when you get it. And it ain't just that Chad only has one opportunity. We all get many opportunities in our lifetime. Yeah. And it's what we do when we get that opportunity. No one guarantees you success. But if someone else does have success, it should give you, in your mind's eye, the knowledge that, hey, success can be obtained and give you something to shoot for. When you try to take that out of the equation and say, oh, no, everybody's got to be equal. And I really love how the left wants to attack the wealthy. But the what they don't tell you is, what they really mean is it's the wealthy on the right. The wealthy on the left you can't touch because the truth is there's more of them wealth. They control more wealth than we do.
Well, many jobs will keep life.
Just like Harry Reid attacking the Koch brothers. Someone should jump up there in his face when he does that and say, so we can assume the 18 unions that contribute more in campaign to campaign money and stuff than political contributions than the Koch brothers, we should assume they're trying to buy the election.
Well, he just needs to retire and get out of there anyway.
He needs a...
I mean, he's been there long enough that he needs to just get out of there and let somebody else good be in there. Speaking of the devil, right there, just pops. Right there.
Well, let me tell you something about how I feel about all this. I want to see Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and all the rest of their cohorts and bingies, I want to see all of them to live their progressive utopia.
Yes.
Behind bars and behind walls, where everything is they're told when and where and how to do whatever. No matter what it is, you don't do it till you're told.
And all the other ones can do that.
Certain things you're going to be able to purchase.
You're only going to be allowed to have certain things.
Yeah.
You're only going to be allowed to eat certain things. You know, that's the utopia they're pushing and want for the rest of it. And I really want to see them get that utopia. So let's put them in prison and let them live that utopia. That's my opinion.
I don't think they like it.
They want to be one of them fence prisons that's really a resort.
Oh, they're their PC.
Well, I say we put them behind the walls of Pendleton, Indiana.
Yeah, or Michigan City.
Yeah.
It's a big wall up there, too.
There's a lot more than them.
We're seeing an election coming up. But if you start reading the news and looking around, you're seeing all kinds of articles about corruption, dead people voting, people voting in multiple states. That's all showing up and stuff here. And, of course, it's after the fact. But it should warn us about what's coming. And, again, the first thing I see is a Democrat out here saying how voter ID is voter suppression.
Sorry, people, but dang.
Well,
you have to show ID for many of things.
Here's the truth of it. Without voter fraud, they cannot win.
Right. When I go to a bank, when I go to
Walmart, we've got Indiana, we've got Ohio, we've got North Carolina, we've got Oklahoma, we've got, I don't know how many other states showing where they caught corruption. By the left, but it's like 6 years after, 5 years after the fact. But it should be a warning for what we're going to face come this is the law.
For us dead people, but it's in bad.
The prelude of the events to come.
This common
core. Set the backdrop.
You know, I kind of find it odd that you're telling me, especially, let's be honest about the whole Hispanic thing there. You know, in Mexico, these people have to show ID to vote.
Everywhere.
If it isn't a hindrance for them in their home country, shouldn't be a hindrance for them here, other than if they're here illegally, and that's why they can't vote.
Yeah.
And when you have the when you have a multitude of dead people voting, or people voting in multiple states, which tells me that somebody was transporting these people state to state to vote on multiple times. And then, well, you're talking about, you mentioned Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe is right what he said this last week. He goes out here and lays out all the evidence to prove that Obama isn't legally president. How are you going to do anything about it? This Senate will not let you do anything about it.
Well,
the Justice Department is, you know, they control it, so they're not going to do anything about it. You got to look at where we're at, because this corruption stuff goes both ways. I said that today, Chad. We're watching the parliament in Ukraine, and they're in fisticuffs.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting here saying, how come we haven't seen that here? And that's because we got too many damn cowards in D.C., you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you guys know that it's wrong, what they're all trying to pull. I mean, every step of it, it's all Agenda 21.
It is.
That's all it's about, and it's just total control. Are we going to stand by and allow it? Are we going to figure out a way to defeat that problem? I mean, I'm not saying fight, but come on, people, we have to wake up. These rules and stuff, what they're coming up with, it's all ridiculous. A teacher being able to sexton their students, come on, that's just immoral. Just like the Common Core, what they're pushing. We all know that's crap, the global warming crap. That's been proven so many times to be false. But they keep wanting to push and push and push.
It's a money game.
Yeah. It's because if they don't keep pushing, then they lose out on their money. Well, that money wasn't really theirs in the first place. We the people, it's our money. It's the taxpayers' money. And they need to figure that out. If they would dispute that with everybody in the world and get it out of the government's hands, I think it'd be a little bit better.
I don't know. We need some governing bodies controlling what's going on with these state hospitalities. Getting bad. They're talking about Democrats is on there today, dropping about the infrastructure, how the roads needed this and needed that, and the new budget that Ron Paul or whoever it was had implemented or wanting to implement, talking about taking money away from SNAP benefits, taking money away from the road systems, and now just like Bill said earlier, they got how many million? Rebuild the infrastructure.
Well, the stimulus package, there was money supposed to come out of it for infrastructure, and almost all these big spending bills are like, well, there's money for infrastructure, but it never gets to infrastructure.
Yeah, nothing. There's none.
Lottery money was supposed to go to infrastructure.
Yes.
The motto was supposed to have been to fix our roads, bridges,
school
systems. Yeah, and you know what I'm seeing them do? They're just cutting the little holes out and patching the roads with chipping steel.
Yeah.
They've had I-65 south from Indianapolis plumb to Louisville tore up for how many months now? And I ain't seen that they've done a thing.
It's going to be all
awesome. Now they're digging a trench down the side, putting an irrigation pipe down inside the bed, which should have been done to start with before they built that.
They knew that was
flooding. I think they just keep dragging stuff out as a means to stay operational and keep a productive workforce and continue to bilk us out of money.
That's all it is about, man.
Find more to spend money on the state roads.
You know, I understand that, you know, the roads break down and stuff, but I think if they're going to spend money and do it the right way, they need lanes specifically designed for big rigs with all the heavy weight that they haul, They all
well, the hard,
stay in that lane.
Well, the hard thing on hard thing on roads is the wind. That's what the hard problem is. It's mainly the wind.
Extreme heat and extreme cool.
Yeah, the heat and cool. That's what destroys the road.
Well,
if they're
going
to do it, they need to do it right
the
first time.
You know, if we could put people on the moon, surely God, we can make a road last a little bit longer, huh?
Well, was, you know, you got to look at who's...
They make heat shields for that space shuttle that withstands I don't know how many thousand degrees and doesn't burn up. Why can't we make a road withstand 120 degrees and...
Because they won't give us that much.
Well, a lot of it, like we've seen with a lot of other products, the quicker I can make you come back and have to pay me to do your road again, the better I am. So they don't do things to last. They're only done temporary so they have to come back and make
more
money. I've always advocated, let's use our nonviolent inmates to do this infrastructure work. Instead of paying union out of the crazy wages to union members and stuff, we're paying to keep them locked up. Well, let's give them $2 a day and let them do the work.
They just like Big Pharma.
But you know what the problem would be there? Is when you drive by, instead of seeing seven guys standing and two guys working, you see two guys standing and seven working.
Right.
Well, hey, guys.
There's something else that burns me up about our system, our justice system. You know, we take and lock people up every day for... arrears on their child support, and even have kids that, if their parent taken away from them due to other kids, and I don't see how that ruins the situation. I don't see how that's helping the kid or helping the state or helping the individual. Why can't they take those individuals up to a work release center, get them a job, and they can't get out of their sentence until their arrears.
I got one better for you.
They can
why don't you take those individuals and use them to do cleanups and this and that and stuff, and let them, like, if you're going to be having them incarcerated or whatever, you might as well have them working.
They need to be working
and generating. And any money they make, put towards their arrears.
Right. That's so simple. A dumb old hillbilly like me can figure that out. But, yeah, all these hired elected officials, they know about it. Are they going to do it? No.
Let me ask you this.
Would that be curious?
Everybody here.
That put a lot of agencies out of work.
Well, Chad talked about my education, but I'm a science major, and I didn't go to one of the Ivy League schools.
No.
So they wouldn't, you know, they didn't fit my agenda. But how can so many people who are supposed to have these high graduate degrees from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and wherever the hell else, all get together, and they can't add, they can't subtract, they don't know history, they damn sure don't know science, and these are the people, I'm looking thinking, we've got a failing education system somewhere, because there's no way these people should be in these positions. Oh, I mean,
well,
yeah, but
okay,
yeah.
Look, you can go back a lot further than 40 or 50 years on the education system. Because everything that I brought into this house in the last 6 years that was enlightening my mother, who is now 91 and a half, by the way, she was taught nothing of this in school, nothing. She said it was just horrible, their history curriculum, just absolutely. And I looked at her and I said, why do you think that was, Ma? I said, that was on purpose to make you hate it so you wouldn't find out the truth. This is what it's about. They don't want them to know, Bill. That's why I'm fighting Common Core, and everyone should be.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. You know the advantage, Linda, that I had in education was my home life. My parents.
Sure.
My parents pushing, encouraging, you know, and aiding in educating me and stuff. And a lot of kids don't get that today. Because
you bet
they
don't.
The work system so where you got to work 10, 12, 14 hours a day, 6-7 days a week in some of these factories and stuff that's required of you to do that, and there's no family life left.
Right.
Z.
That's by design, I'm telling you.
And,
It is.
You spoke of Common Core. And, you know, the other day my little cousin was here, and I said to explain Common Core to him, you know, 12 plus 12 plus 12 equals 9. And I showed him that I went 2, 4, 6 straight up, and then I come across and come down 7, 8, 9 because, you know, when you're trying to, and he's like, oh, I thought you went 1 plus 2, and the 12, 1 and 2 is 3, and 1 and 2 is 3, and 1 and 2 is 3, and 3, 6, 9. And I'm like, you got it. That's Common Core. That's flaw. I hadn't heard him, you know, I hadn't done it the way he done it, but he got the same exact answer I did. So Common Core must be right.
True answer is.
Well, look,
let's use Common Core when we're figuring our elected pay.
But there, yes.
We're
yeah.
6 equals 9.
I heard we heard that.
Yeah, because that little schmuck the other day, that Jeb Bush, this is the second time he's ticked me off within about 3 days, because he's coming out about the illegal immigrants, you know, touting that that they're coming over here as an act of love. I thought, you know what, it is absolutely time to have a bazooka, because I can't take these people anymore.
I got a question for Mr. Bush. Where is your act of love toward your country and the citizens of this country that you would just let people invade it and sponge off of it and send money to support a corrupt government?
Make us a welfare.
And you know what? And then he's pushing Common Core just like Bill Gates. This guy's a flaming communist if there ever was one. And let me tell you something.
Jeb Bush is also with population people. Look at their little meeting. He's there.
Yeah.
Oprah's there. Gates is there.
Well, I'm even seeing Common Core.
They're eugenicists. Yeah, and old Poppy Bush, you know, GHW, that schmuck, he was the first one to talk about the New World Order. He also was the first one to go in and sign the soft law on Agenda 21. And believe me, like all day long, today and yesterday, I've been fighting on the Internet Agenda 21 and sending stuff to my stupid city council members telling them, here it is, dude.
He pointed to it exactly. Bush 1 started it. Then
damn right.
Pelosi, a Democrat, brought it to the House floor to be voted
on. I know.
And got shot down. Then it was another Democrat, Bill Clinton, who went around Congress and went to the UN and signed on to it as sustainable development. And GW comes in, and he just follows NAFTA and that other kind of crap going on. And then here comes, he ain't a Clinton, but he might as well be the way he's doing things, but it's the same agenda. They have all been pushing the same agenda.
Oh, I know. What's
my problem with the establishment of the Republican Party, as I've said many, many times, they are the same crap as the Democrats. They're just two different piles.
And they're coming
all
from the same butthole.
All they're doing is jockeying to see who's going to be our slave masters when they get it done.
You're damn right. Absolutely. I get it. In fact, everyone's fighting. Did you go to that thing in Kentucky with Glenn? Did you get down there?
No, we didn't get to go.
It's on. I think it's on glennbeck.com for free. I'm not sure, but you can also go to freedomworks.org or FreePAC and try to get it. It's all over the place. But Glenn's speech, of course, was wonderful. I haven't heard everybody else's, but I also heard some of Matt Bevin. I am so excited about this guy. I'm praying he gets, and he's got quite a following. I think he's going to whip the pants right off of Mitch McConnell. I'm praying for it.
What's his last name?
Bevin.
B-E-V-I-N.
I think so, too, and I think when that happens, you're going to see a major panic in the establishment of the Republican Party.
Good.
But I want to see McConnell out of there. I want McCain gone.
Graham Cracker.
I want Graham gone.
Boehner
gone.
Why don't we just do it this way? Just clean house and start over group chat.
Well, we've got a couple that I would like to keep. But
there's two other people I want gone, and that's Reince Priebus and Karl Rove. Those two people need to be like Holder with somebody wrapping a towel around their little heads and stuffing it down a toilet till they turn blue. I've about had it with all of them.
If we just cut off all that insider trading, they'd all leave voluntarily.
Yeah.
Schmuck.
The ones that were
getting
it for reasons would stay.
That's it. If
they
would
be implementing all these laws if they had to follow the same guidelines as us.
Well, that's
yeah.
it. They don't. Did you not notice that?
I have noticed.
There's a video you can go. It's the guy from Boston, and he talks about Congress and the Senate. And you ought to hear, you ought to see it. I mean, I'll tell you, it's a little vulgar. You probably want kids around it. You think the guy's going to have a stroke at any time when he's screaming and stuff. But listen to what he's telling you. He's telling you all the criminal things that are that the members of our Congress and stuff
and
stuff.
And he tells you it's Congress after he tells
you. After he tells you all the charges
time.
And stuff, then he, you know, that's against them and stuff, then he tells you it's that's your Congress.
Drinking and driving,
drugs,
evasion, drugs, just all kinds of things. And then at the end he says, can you believe it's your own Congress?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these, you know, when you talk about... we're talking about the infrastructure and the stupid government. They're supposed to only supposed to have limited powers, and they're supposed to do the coining of money and the weights and measures and the post office and the damn roads. They can't even get that right. They haven't done it for almost 200 years now. The schmuck.
So much money was spent on infrastructure when they built the damn bridge to nowhere.
Well, they're doing it in California, like, you know, there's no tomorrow. Believe me. I gave it, like I said, in the Pendleton Pass today, I gave them hell.
I'm going to ask you another question. Now, I've always wondered this. You're prone to earthquakes and every damn thing else in California. Why should we keep reinvesting in stuff that we know is going to get tore up?
Well,
with hurricanes, the Gulf Coast and stuff, with hurricanes and stuff. And I always wondered that is, why do they keep building there, and why do we keep insuring them and paying them to keep rebuilding? Why don't we, put your own risk
stuff? You know what? I can't control Mother Nature, and I can't control the Cascadia Fault, which is the Ring of Fire, so I don't, you know, look, California's doomed.
So very important, Linda. You cannot control Mother Nature.
Right.
And that's what the whole climate thing is. They're trying to control nature.
They're trying to control us, like little, little beetles.
They're disguising it by using nature as their
they're lying through their teeth. They've been lying since day one. It was even admitted by everyone, including Maurice Strong.
If we had a mass amount of CO2, our plants and trees and stuff would be doing so much better than they're doing right now.
Yeah.
And if anything's killing them, it's pesticides.
And the chemtrails.
It's GMO stuff. That kind of stuff is killing it.
Well, you try to take carbon away, and that's going to kill it.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
another thing on TV, it just turns my stomach. Talking about that Virginia Democrats and the government declaring war on the Tea Party. How can elected officials declare war on their own damn citizens?
Because they're evil. They're rotten. Let them do it. Let them keep doing it, because right now they're imploding. They're feeding on themselves. It's almost like, you know, all these factions. Yeah, they are. They're feeding on themselves.
This is realistically. You only strike out at that you fear, or that's a threat to you.
Right.
If the Tea Party was not a threat, they wouldn't be lashing out at it. But because the Tea Party's telling the people and informing the public of what's really going on and the truth about the things that they're doing, and they cannot stand that. That makes us a threat.
Yeah, if they was doing what they're supposed to be doing, hell, they might not even be a Tea Party.
Exactly.
But they tried to do crooked crap, and they woke up the sleeping giant, and that in return brought the Tea Party out.
Yeah, we're going to be tired.
Right.
We're tired of the crap.
Yeah,
we're
there's too many factions out there like this Mozilla thing, and like Ron was saying, don't get involved in it, and Glenn was saying it today, because they're eating each other alive, and they're all progressives. They're crazy, and it's going to implode. They're really going to do each other in like the French Revolution. Watch. So stay away from it. Let everybody have their free speech and just go fight against Common Core and stuff like that. Yeah, these people are nuts.
It's getting to where we're not even being allowed our free speech anymore.
Yeah, I spoke of this last week, but the child that put Jesus in on her little essay got an F due to the fact that Jesus was in there. I'm pretty sure that that falls under freedom of speech and freedom of religion.
It is. But these people lie, and they've been lying since the progressives started this crap, when they pulled that stuff out in the 60s of the separation of church and state, which is another lie. The same kind of huge whopper lie is that we have to build gas chambers because it's all the Jews' fault. That's the kind of lies they're doing. And if people don't want to hear it, you know what? I don't care anymore. They're going to hear it.
I've had the pleasure in the last year of I've put out a lot of stuff through the years, the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I've done a lot of stuff. But the last year, I've seen people like Chad and James, Bob and Gary here, stuff, my wife and others, and people are talking. They are talking. And all of, they're ripe right now. They are ripe to be fed the truth. They are ripe to have the truth exposed to them. They are ripe for us to reach out to.
Right.
As you said, so much stuff is becoming more and more obvious. And the corruption coming out of Washington, D.C. is starting to stink up the earth.
It's a high heavens. And you know what? Glenn said it really well. He says, we have too many sheep already. Let's start getting a few shepherds, pick up your stick, and start leading the way. That's what we need to do. And I know we all do that, but we've got to do more. So we're just doing it.
Yeah, it's going to take an epic movement.
I'm going to be honest.
It'll have to be choreographed well.
I'm going
to
be honest. I think we got one election here. We got this election coming up.
Right.
We've got presidential election to straighten things out. If we don't, it will be too late.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we have 30%, which is a lot more than what they had in the revolution. So we've got at least 30%. I think we've got, people are serious. They are, even in California, like I was saying yesterday, they are coming out in droves now. Finally, the parents against Common Core, they are going to meetings. They're screaming. People are pushing for Tim Donnelly for governor, who's everybody's favorite here in Southern Cal, who's a conservative. So it's,
well, you know, and a lot of it is, it's not just the Tea Party out there. It's the things that they are doing that get slipped out there and somehow picked up and somebody else sees it or it's word of mouth. You're seeing millennials move against them now.
Yep. Oh, both sides of the aisle. Yeah.
That they can handle. They're also seeing a slippage in support for blacks.
Oh yeah, they're almost ashamed. They don't even know that guy now.
Yeah, guess who's going out to the universities like his dad did? Rand Paul. I love it. I love it, and he's connecting with them.
That is good, but then you've got some universities that just won't let them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're hardcore. They're the old guard communists that David Horowitz talks about in his book. They're bad. Oh, yeah. They're bad. You don't want to deal with those people.
And, you know, they'll use anything to distract from stuff. You can about name when something's going to happen. And it's like with all these shootings. I find it very odd that every one of these shooters in the last couple of years, major shooting deals, has involved someone that was on a prescription drug from a psychiatrist.
Well, you have to look at where they go. They go to places where everybody's a sitting duck. And why the hell was it ever allowed? I don't know whether it was GHW or Slick Willie can't keep his pants on Clinton, who did this. It was probably Clinton. But they disarmed these people on these bases. There was no excuse for that. That's nuts. They're going to go wherever there's a gun-free zone, Bill.
Well, yeah.
That's
why they are setting people up to be shot.
Of course they are.
They are creating victims.
Yep.
I said that on a previous show. People, I thought it was conspiracy of them smashing somebody up saying, hey, we're going to kill everything you love, torture everything that's kin to you, including your animals, if you don't go do this for us. Sometimes I think they put people in a position to do that. I don't put it past them. I can tell you that.
No. Well, they've done it with, look, what they've done with the EPA and these other, and the ATF, oh, my God, they're terrorizing people.
Right.
In the DHS.
They force people into confessing to crimes a lot that they didn't need to commit the crime, you know. That tells me a lot. That's been going on for how many years?
Yeah. It's actually out of control. It's out of control.
Proven guilty, you're guilty until you're proven innocent.
Right.
Yeah. I've got it totally stupid.
I've been on the wrong end of the law growing up. I know. And I've been a product of society a lot of times and hold a lot of bitter resentment towards the system for not trying to help me out with my situation instead of making it worse like they did and restricting me and making it even tougher. You know, I just don't understand. This judicial system is definitely in for the income. That is for sure.
Well,
yeah. I think it costs anywhere from $22,000 to $26,000 a year to house one Indiana inmate for a year, and that's if they're healthy. That's not counting if they have health care issues and need medical treatments or something, you know. And that's big money for private industries. Hell yeah, keep them rolling in, just like the slaughterhouse. You know, you got to keep the gates open, except the other side don't let out.
But in Indiana, if you go down the southern part where Henryville, and the inmates there at Henryville, they go out every day. They do road work. Part of them go out and do road work. Another part of all these places go out and do road work and stuff, and we're utilizing them. And we're also teaching some of them skills so when they get out, they have a skill other than stealing and doing drugs. No, the ovens are at Butlerville.
Okay.
That's at the old, that's now Homeland Security over there where the ovens are.
Mutsy. Let's go to the Urban Training Center.
Yeah. But I show a video all the time of Agenda 21 for Dummies as a starting point for people. I always try to get them to look at that video first. And they're telling you that they're going to dumb down your children. They're going to make your children's loyalties more to the collective than they are to the father and the mother. They want the people's loyalty to be to the collective, not to God. So they're going to attack religion. And
God's first.
They're already attacking the Christians.
Big time.
Oh, we've been under fire for years. Suffering.
Worldwide. Look at all the Christian attacks that go on weekly. Worldwide. And you have a president. Have you heard him say a word about trying to help stop any of it?
No, but he sure aids them.
But he will sure aid the people who are killing them.
Yeah, and that's right. I said aid the Muslim Brotherhood. Was persecuting Christians all the way around the world.
Well, that video takes things and tells you a lot more about it. But the car companies and the auto industry, no one's really paying attention. And I have friends that work at places that make auto parts and stuff. And when I start teaching them about Agenda 21 and taking them the videos and stuff and getting them information because I want them to come to their own conclusions. The guy comes back and says, oh, my God, he says, so everybody who really works in auto, a huge amount of people will be laid off in the future out of work. And I'm like, oh, yeah, when you're no longer allowed to own a private vehicle, I don't think you're going to be selling them at the rate you do now.
And so there's going to be,
no,
you
we're
know,
making him for enough versus
well
prices.
You're seeing all kinds of grabs with eminent domain. Eminent domain. All kinds of grabs going on all across the country right now with the new eminent domain thing. You're seeing the EPA going out and throw out a whole damn town and say, we're turning this town and get taken away from this town away from it. You're seeing all these kinds of things. You're seeing intrusions in people's homes and stuff, unlawfully even.
Well,
you know,
farm tax with passing their farms down.
Well, exactly. If you grow a non-GMO crop, you get penalized.
They're going after the dairy and beef industry again with the methane gas. That's Obama. It's all Agenda 21. These people are, I think that's a great way to approach it, Bill. What you did with the auto people, because then once they understand that it's going to affect them hugely in their own little lives, they start to see it. But here, what they're doing is they're going through the infrastructure thing. They're tearing up the streets and putting the roundabouts in, and they're trying to explain and make people think that, oh, you know, we want to be bike-friendly and all this stuff, and since we have this great weather and we're right on the coast, people are stupid. They don't understand what's happening. I try so hard, but you know what? It's like batting my head against a stone wall.
Well, you know, it's not just the auto companies. How many gas stations are going to go out so there's all those employees
yep.
out? How many,
yep.
you know, auto parts stores, and it's on and on.
After
you're looking
product.
At millions of people losing their jobs.
Well, and everybody else losing their freedom, period.
Exactly.
I mean, geez. I talk about private property and autos all the time, always.
Oh, here's my little county. It would be devastating because probably 30 to 40% of the public working works in either at a place that has something to do with auto parts.
Yes, it'd be
sure.
a higher percentage
and something to do with building them or
yeah,
selling you, them. Or
we've got Japanese factory here making parts, Eisen, and you've got MTN, you got Tubco, you've got Sylvania, Cummins Engine, you know. And then how many gas stations are in Seymour?
What about all
well, there's one on every corner here.
Auto manufacturers, battery manufacturers, the...
You got it.
You got the electronics like
you
the radios.
You've got it.
That is going to be a very huge
And
impact.
Just look at... Yeah, look at the tire. I mean, the rubber tire industry and all that stuff. My God, and those are petroleum products, folks. Yeah.
Mhm. Hey, if that was to happen, well, you're going to talk about a lot of people that works with their hands is crafty and strong going to be pissed off. It ain't going to be very public.
But that's because they're not seeing Agenda 21 and understanding what not owning a private vehicle means to them.
Yeah.
They think they're so many of them's like, oh, that can't happen.
I've heard that more than once.
How kicked off do you think all them union members are going to be when they realize that they've been led down
they've
the road?
They've been had.
Yeah, they've been had.
Can you believe Barry Hornswoggled us?
But it wasn't just Barry.
There's your sign.
Oh, yeah, you know. Because when you go through the timeline of the United Nations Rio Summit, and you go even back further with ICLEA, in fact, I think I shared one with you today, Bill, on Agenda 21 through Pat Hilty. She's pretty hip on this stuff, too, my shooting partner out here in San Marcos. Anyway, I sent that ICLEA thing onto one of my council members. And that's how they infiltrated every general plan. That's how they did it, Bill. You know they did, because you see it in your place. So, I mean, there was 600 or 800 cities until some of them started kicking them out of the central planning general plans.
almost anyone could read their county comprehensive plan. And I know it's gonna, it's a tedious job to do, believe me, because you know how they try to write stuff. But read your county comprehensive plans, people. I read ours here, and then I took it and I showed others, and they freak out. When they realize what's really going on, they freak out.
Yep. And everybody, look, I probably put yours up against Oceanside, and they'd be the damn same stuff because they're all written by ICLEI. They're just different street names, Bill. That's it. That's what they're doing.
That's here, and that's almost anywhere, Linda. ICLEI has a hand in writing these county comprehensive plans.
All over the country. That's why they're identical. Because it all goes to the same thing. They all want them, you know, high rises and the transportation hubs and the get everybody off the rural areas. That's what they're trying to do.
Folks, we've got a lot of local elections coming up in our areas. And
us
we need to be concentrating in there. Corruption's all the way to the bottom. We've got to wake the country up to the insider investing and trading scam used by our elected. And usually, you ever notice that a lot of our elected, once they go out of office, they go into the Chamber of Commerce.
Or the Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, I know.
Well,
or the Center for American Progress.
Got to keep them in the circle or they'll blow their cover, you know?
Absolutely.
They don't let them keep some kind of benefits or advantages over poor folks. So, yeah, that's like an Elks Lodge or a Moose Lodge, all that is.
Well, I'm getting ready to go after a guy named Bill Bailey, who's going to run for state Senate here in Indiana. You see, Mr. Bailey is tied right into that investment kind of crap. And he's involved with, his investments are into places that rent to illegals, places that hire and employ illegals. When the Mexican consulate was here, he went over to meet with them, and, you know, he's shaking hands with them, all come to royalties and work for them, even though you're illegal kind of stuff, you know. So I'm going to bring all this stuff out about this guy that I know about him. I've even got little clips of stuff where Jerry and I and some others went there the day of the Mexican consulate.
It's crazy.
I believe government's just a big country club. The elite. They look at it like it's just a country club.
Well, where else can you go into and maybe you're making $60,000-$70,000 a year, you get elected and go to D.C., and next thing you know, you're a multimillionaire from your investing.
Yeah.
It's not just that. Look,
who controls what businesses can do this and that? It's the government.
What is the engine, though, Bill? You know, like Ron says, it's the money, and the taxpayers are paying for all of it. They're literally lining up to pay for their own screwing is what it boils down to.
We are paying our opponents to attack us.
Well, sure. I mean,
money is filtered to the other side. You know, that was obvious with Solyndra.
True, but I mean, look.
It's the government bailout, gives a portion of it back to the Democratic Party, pays their executives, and files bankruptcy.
Everything that you do.
Money laundering, I don't know what is.
Even before the NSA got in there and before all this technology, they had everybody by the short hairs, Bill, because they forced people to pay taxes. They forced people to do their W-4s and W-2s and Social Security and Medicare stolen out of your check and automatic withholding and through a microscope, and everybody's got a damn birth certificate. I'm surprised they didn't put chips in us when we were born in 1948, for crying out loud, these schmucks. They had the ability, they would have done it. They've been screwing us since the Federal Reserve System came into play, and probably a hell of a lot longer from that. We're screwed. Until this thing breaks down, goes away, and we start over, this is the way we're going to do it. So
another thing that bothers me, Linda, is that a hard-working individual works his whole life and buys him a piece of property and pays his sales tax on that and his title and his deed and his transfer and has it checked out by this guy and that guy, and he gets his place paid for, and then something bad happens, and all of a sudden he's not getting any income, and say he gets a few years behind on his taxes, on his property, and then they just come in and take your property out from underneath you, something that you've worked your whole life for, or maybe
right.
even been family for generation after generation after generation. And it's not how
well,
open
yeah, because
you have the title to something or the deed that it's actually all you're paying for in tax. You're just leasing the property from our government.
I think that people like Ron Golden can explain it better because he's studying this stuff like in depth for a long time. But he knows, and I think I figured out you don't really own anything. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it all belongs to God, and we're just good stewards. But Madison, he absolutely wanted you to be able to outright own that property, and there was no other hands on it. And
right.
that's what we have not. We have fallen so far from there. It ain't even worth talking about.
Right, wrong.
Well, it costs something to pay your elected to live three times better than you can live.
Yeah. Got to make up somehow, I guess.
Yeah. It's like we say, nobody goes into running for an office because they're actually trying to do the right thing. They go in there because they're thinking they're going to get a career out of it, make money out of
yeah.
it, and they're going to get all these investments.
It's all about advancement. They're all about advancing for whatever cachet they're in.
There's a lot of
very
cachet.
Very few.
And the ones that have the wealthy money, they're screaming, share the wealth, but they don't want their wealth shared. It's Jim's.
Well, that whole thing is communism. That's why they're saying it. They're completely out of the closet. They're not trying to hide it anymore.
I like that little comic caption of a man and a couple sitting in front of an auditor, and above it, their head says the IRS, which is theirs.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, I like that.
The corruption runs so deep,
and yep.
that's why you look, and I guess because our government is so corrupt, that's why they tolerate the corruption of Mexico and, telling their people go invade the United States, although Mexico has a fence on their southern border.
Oh,
you got to have an ID to be in Mexico. Their rules are stiffer than ours, yet they tell their people to go break our laws. They encourage it because they get like $40-some billion a year in remittance money.
Yeah.
Then they get another $40 to $60 to $80 billion a year in drug money, which makes up 80% of the Mexican economy. And of that, maybe 10% of it, or the 95% of that money, 90% of it, will end up in the hands of the top 10 to 5% in Mexico, which is a corrupt. And to be truthful, they're Spanish. They're the Spanish ancestry people. And they're the ones who are actually making all the profits in Mexico. It's not the people. The problem in Mexico is the people need a government that is of the people, by the people, like ours is supposed to be. And you're not helping things when you have people like a Bush. And I understand that he's married to a Hispanic woman, and he probably has Hispanic children. I understand that. But the law is the law. And I can understand. That's all. We're forgiving the people for trespassing and invading us, and then telling them they can go get in the back of the line and come the right way. How is that so bad to do? I heard people trying to say, "Oh, it'd be a big boost economically to do the amnesty."
How?
Boo!
Oh my God! Money? They're taking your American jobs. That means fewer American jobs out there for you.
If a country or a state has an unemployment rate of anything, obviously there's a need for workers.
oh, but they say we need higher skilled workers.
Yeah.
Then why don't you train your own citizens?
Right.
Because any factory I was ever in, when you went into there, you didn't do things the way that you were taught in a school or something. They showed you
how to
do the job the way they wanted it done. Why can you not do that today? You can. You just don't want to put out an effort because you can get by with paying them cheaper or not giving them benefits and stuff.
No, because they can sit on the street corner playing their music and Obama and all them will take our tax money and give to them to pay their bills. Because they can follow their dreams, they say.
You know, I understand having dreams and stuff.
Well, you can have dreams,
but we're a country that's built on people who fled those kinds of things. And we can stick our nose in everything, everybody else's business around the globe. We can't stick our nose in Mexico's business and say, hey, it's time you started looking after your people.
Yeah. They're not going to do that, Bill, because they want our country has fallen so far. We have evil people running this country almost as bad as down south, and they're in bed with these guys. They want the open trade. They want the open borders. They're all probably making money off the drug trade, so why would they want to stop it? I mean, it's ridiculous. These people are un-American, including everybody in Congress who's not fighting against this. I don't give a damn if it's Ted Cruz, his father, or Jeb Bush, who I think is a damn communist from the get-go, because they're all New World Order people, every damn one of them. And if you don't think so, Panty Waist Bush, who had Dick Cheney as his vice president, and that goddamn 9/11 happened, you don't think those two were in on this? Yeah, you're dreaming. I don't trust any of them.
And you have good reason to not trust them. I mean,
I have to agree with her.
Louder than words.
I have to agree with her. But the one thing in Cheney, another thing I can say about Dick Cheney is this. I am pretty sure that he was like 10 times smarter than Joe Biden's ever been.
Joe Biden can't rub two IQ pieces together, idiot. He's a puppet, too.
If Joe Biden was our president, it'd be like having Leslie Nielsen in there from one of the movies he's in.
Well, the only reason I would hope that he could be there is they can't play the race card. Why do you think they pushed that guy forward above Hillary? They had to at that time. They needed that race card to just, like a broken record for 8 years. That's what we've been listening to. It's sickening. God, you just want to slap them. Like Ron played that thing. It's about time to kick somebody's ass.
And that's the consensus of the general public. The majority of the general public committees, they want to slap everybody in that administration. And
yep,
just don't understand why there's no more action being taken against these people.
But how can you?
Well,
you know, the Senate and the Justice Department will not let it come.
What kind of constable or marshal or ranger or somebody agency says, look, that is a violation of the Constitution, and do the job that they have the power and authority to do, which is to protect the public, and that includes from anybody anonymous that's elected in, hired in, put in. Oh, God.
Well, it's going to come down to it, and that's why I hope that I'm hanging around a constitutional oath-keeping sheriff and I'm in the hell out of California when it all hits. Because that's going to be the last resistance.
What we have would be the equivalent of J. Edgar Hoover protecting Dillinger.
Yeah.
And that's what we have in our country right now. We have the criminal and corrupt being protected by the Justice Department.
Yeah. How can something be overlooked or reworded that's in black and white, that's in writing, that's specific and plain as day and has guidelines and specifics to it, but yet they can bend them or it doesn't apply to them? That's why I don't see how it's got to where an elected official is.
Yeah.
About the law.
It's been going on for too long, that's why.
Yeah.
And I just,
Because we didn't wake up till that guy got in there. That's why.
In accordance with the Constitution at all. Sorry. I got all worked up. We all do once in a while, don't we, Linda?
What's that?
But it did get worked up.
Absolutely. I mean, look, the reason that they're getting away with it is because there is a huge leviathan of a federal government that needs to be completely reined in, and like about 9/10 of the crap that's come down the pike for the last 80 to 90 years needs to be document shredded. Seriously.
Well,
it is evil. It is evil, and I don't care what anybody says. I don't. I'm done.
You've got a progressive media machine that protects them. You've got they've got a progressive control, a progressive control on the Senate and the Judicial Department, really. So you really have no way to bring anybody to justice.
Not without a good...
You couldn't, even, no matter what Obama done, you couldn't impeach him because these people wouldn't let you.
Oh, I know. Well, somebody with good aim and a nice 308 might do the trick. I don't know. Oh, stop. I'm not advocating anything. Go for me, NSA and CIA.
And I'm so tired of hearing, oh, it's all a witch hunt, Benghazi. It's all a witch hunt, the IRS. It's all a witch hunt, you know, NSA. Every one of these things has been evidence come out that shows
yes, they
that it's
have.
A witch hunt. Yet they keep denying.
That's correct.
Just like they push the global warming agenda, even though the truth is thrown in their faces, they will keep denying. Because for the scientist, if it's come out to prove that he was an idiot and lied, then his scientific career is ended. And for those that are invested in carbon exchanges, they're going to lose their butt. And for those, for the UN who was wanting to collect the carbon tax, well, they can forget it.
Yeah, so no, they're going to do the methane tax.
They will not give up. I don't care if they had the proof standing there facing them right in the eye. They will still be blind and try to deny it because it does not benefit them.
Right. I know. We got to keep.
We have a self-serving, self-indulging.
Always just trying to protect people, that's all.
Yeah, the people in my house. Or the people that I'm tied to, that I'm giving money to help me. I mean, how much money has been filtered and funneled to all the Obama supporting groups and agencies out there? We cut Acorn off, they rename it and come back, and now they're part of the Navigators.
Exactly. And then the same thing with Planned Parenthood. They lied to us and said that was shut down. They lied to you every step of the way. And it's not just one side of the aisle. It's both sides. And we've seen it time and time again.
Always. I'm telling you, I beg for the day, pray for the day, and I know that people are going to think I'm nuts when I say this, but we need somebody like a Davy Crockett to just jump out and kick crap out of three-fourths of these people sitting in Congress.
Amen.
You mean physically?
Physically.
Sure, why not? I have no problem.
Good for you. In fact, I think we ought to go back to the dual system.
Hey, we need somebody like Judge Dredd, judge and policeman all in one.
Well, no, that ain't going to work in this country.
That ain't going to work. But I like the dual idea.
I'm just saying, that's what I'd like to see.
We need a Buford puzzle.
Yep.
Does anybody not know that name?
I do.
Yeah, she may not. Buford Pusser.
Walking Tall.
Is the man.
I think I.
Walking Tall.
That's the one. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The sheriff with the stick.
Yep.
That was a guy who.
Walking Tall, playing carry a bitch.
That was. He was justice. And, you know, it really ticked me off when they made the second movie, Walking Tall, and it's played by somebody that, I mean, it was offensive. It was offensive. I'm not knocking The Rock, but it was still offensive.
Yeah.
Buford Pusser was a real man.
He wasn't no TV created character. He was a real man. And he fought the corrupt and the evil there in his county. It cost him his wife. And in the end, it cost him his life.
But he straightened it all out.
But he did amazing things there and straightening things out and stuff. And yeah, he had to do it a hard and harsh way. But sometimes it takes a good slap upside the head to wake somebody up.
That's for sure. Yeah, we could name about 535 of them right now that need to have something hit on them. Oy. Oh, I was going to ask you, Bill, I know we're getting ready for Delaney. I don't know, do I write to the park and ask them to, I don't know which cabins we have, to try to spray them so we don't have the same problem last year?
You can ask them.
Okay, I'll try to email them and see what they say.
I don't know what cabin Yo and you wanted. She wanted the one with the ramp. So tell them that you want that one with the ramp.
That would be the one we had the first.
Okay. All righty.
That'd be right. I'll get down there next couple of weeks and pay for mine. And
that'd be right next one.
Yeah, I know that. I think Yo had some kind of infusion, so she's not feeling well today. But yeah, I'll try to email her and stuff too.
Okay.
Hopefully Terry's coming. I'm praying she does.
All right. I'm hoping everybody comes. Another. I'm getting ready to send this group sitting here out here. We're going to be dragging people down there to come down and visit at least, and we're going to have some talks, and we're going to do what we can here in southern Indiana to rock the boat.
Yep, absolutely.
We're not falling for this trick they tried to pull in our state with replacing Common Core with Common Core. It ain't going over good here in our state, I can tell you.
Good.
Then you got four.
Good. Yeah, we got to fight it. I mean, even here in California, I'm seeing the uprising against it. So at least it's a beginning. And
well,
like I said,
the first place to be at.
The what now?
I said that's one of the worst places to be at is in California and places like that.
But if they're
I know
that tells you something.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, We got people and teachers and parents who are just about fit to be tied and get some pitchforks out because they're not going to put up with this. So
if we
have folks that and this is all up and down the state. This is not just San Diego. So there's hope, a little.
Let me add a little bit of irony here today. This morning, Noah was opening up in London. Something went wrong with a water fountain or something, but it flooded the place, and they couldn't show the movie.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, that is hysterical. Oh, my gosh. Going to do well at any of the box offices because after Glenn got done with it? Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not going to see it.
Oh, no, I won't either. I told my sister, and she looked at me, and she goes, oh, no, I was going to go see it. And I go, well, you can go pay your money, but here's what it's about, you know. But anyway, yeah, the problem is nobody, unless they listen to the stuff we do and we check it out, they don't know. And they'll go spend their money, and then they'll find out.
No, I'm not going to waste my money. I already know.
Oh, no. There's two really good movies. One is God Is Not Dead, and the other one that's coming out on the 16th, it's called Heaven Is For Real. That I definitely want to see.
I saw the kid yesterday on the news. He's 14 now, and his belief and faith in what happened to him 10 years ago has not waned. This kid is amazing. And at first, you know, his family was, you know, he told him he's seen heaven and stuff to him. Then he told him things that there was no way he could have known.
Right.
And they freaked out. He saw his dad in the chapel screaming at God. He told him about he sees his mother in a room and she was crying and praying to God. And this was during the surgery.
Right.
He had no way of knowing that that happened. And it convinced his parents something was really going on. And I think it has strengthened their faith and stuff. It strengthens mine, because I believe, Linda. I believe.
Oh, I know. And them people, everybody's knees shall bow.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to come back.
There's so much evidence, not just in Scripture, but in your own, you know, lives. You guys, people know these things, and when people have near-death experiences like that young boy, and there's been others, there's just too many things that cannot be explained away. Sorry. This can't be.
Well, I'll tell you one. Once in my anguish, I was locked up. Things were going really wrong, everything else. And in my anguish, I tried to hang myself.
Ew.
And I remember blacking out, and I remember seeing these flowers in this stream, and I kept hearing this music. And it was just beautiful. And then a voice said to me, if you do this, you will never see this. And they got me down and revived me.
Wow.
And I've never considered that again in my life.
Yes, it's forbidden for us. It absolutely is.
But, you know, I know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to being there. But I also want to do what God wants me to do here.
You betcha, for as long as we can. So, absolutely, I got it. I'm going to go back in the chat room and let you guys finish. And it's been a great show. It's been fun.
Nick says they're starting to fight Common Core there in New York, too. And
wow.
I've seen it in some other states. And that's there alone. You know, there's Jeb Bush out there. He's out. Oh, Common Core, Jeb Bush out there. Oh, Amnesty. Jeb Bush sounds more like a Democrat than a Republican. He's definitely not a conservative.
Well, I don't see how they got around not consulting with the parents or even any school staff at all, their thoughts on it. They just goes to show you they're putting into plan Here,
you've got the hospitals going to the schools and wanting to give obesity tests to the kids.
They need to get out of the schools. Leave them kids alone and let them learn. Stay out of the schools. Get this kind of core crap out of here.
Now, all the obese talk, but they never talk about what's in the GMO, what's in the genetic plant. What do you do to the seeds and stuff genetically? What's done to those? If you were told, you would know that they are spiked up with growth hormone. And if you eat corn that was a growth hormone planted and grown corn, if you eat it, it's eating a growth hormone, much like a steroid. Then if you're not a person who has worked a vigorous workout going on and stuff, you are going to gain weight. And it doesn't help when you have a society that kids are more stuck on a machine, either playing a game, texting, or something like that. Instead of being outside and enjoying them, you know, and being, you know, good exercise and stuff, and it don't have to be running and stuff. Walking is exercise, but you've got to get out and do it. Sitting on the couch at home, eating growth hormone produced food, going to gain weight. And what they've done is they have created the problem of obesity, and now they're going to tax you for it and penalize you for it. So they're penalizing you for a problem they created. And they're doing that on many other fronts, too, where they created the problem, so now they're going to tax you.
Double jeopardy. Well, there's a lot of Americans that's really tired of all this shit, and there's a lot of us.
Well, that's exactly right.
The word. And
today,
it is catching on, but I'm fearing it's
today,
about some type of changing event for fair.
Well, today they were talking on the floor of the Congress, and they were, one of the Democrats brought up charter schools, and you know he wants to cut off any funding to charter schools. Why? Because charter schools outperform public schools. Why would you do that? Because charter schools aren't teaching the indoctrination stuff that the public schools are.
Right.
Charter schools aren't controlled by unions. Charter schools are, let's just be real, they're not teaching your kid to be loyal to the government, the collective. They're teaching your kid to be a freak, their own decisions and stuff. And they can't have that. Because people that make their own decisions are probably not going to choose the path of our government and their cronies and stuff around the globe, the elitists, are planning for us. They want total control of us as if we are a puppet.
Yeah.
If they say jump, you are to jump. I would not be surprised in the future if they get what they want, that when they walk by, you will have to bow your head so not to look at them, because they are too glorious for you to gaze upon. That is just the kind of people that are trying to take control of the world.
I was just thinking about the Amish and their children going to school. They have their own schools for those kids. You know, they're not.
And what's their rate of autism?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That's zero.
Yeah.
What is that?
They raise their own food, butcher their own meat.
Exactly. They are not eating genetically grown stuff.
They're way healthier.
All kids,
Amish, unless they're just about retiring age.
There's so much stuff that leads back to the big pharma and to them playing with our food. It's like they're purposely trying to cut off how much food we can grow. Has anybody noticed that? Has anybody really paid attention to how much our farms have sunk?
They're going to keep
shrinking. Because a hungry people is an easily controlled people. I can easily control you if you're starving and I give you a muffin. And you know, if you I'll give you another muffin.
I see plenty of cows up there.
You'll do whatever I want you to do. You get that next muffin. The same thing, you know, that's it. Control, 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 control. And I have a problem with that because I've always been a free thinker. I was raised to be a free thinker, and I've always took advantage of being in a free country. My parents traveled all the time. We traveled every vacation and stuff. We went somewhere. And my mother and father continued to do it after they retired. They were all over the country. And I like going all over the country. Me and my wife were planning to do it. And here shortly, matter of fact. And I just can't fathom that people don't understand that these people want to stop you from being able to do that. They don't want you to go and take the back roads and travel across the country and see the beauty of the country and stuff. They don't want you to do that. They want to control where you go and who you talk to. They want to control what you can and can't eat. Has anybody ever seen the movie Soylent Green?
No.
Do you know anything about it?
Never heard of it.
So what they were doing was they were using people, grinding them up and stuff, feeding them back to the other people. Yeah. Folks, I don't know what direction we're headed.
Crazy human disease.
But when you walk in the grocery store, I want you to pick up any item you come to, look at it, see what the ingredients are in it.
Well, I can't pronounce half of that stuff. I couldn't tell you what it even began to be.
That just says she's seen it. Well,
Mexican on the back of that, or Spanish, I mean.
You don't know. I mean, to me, we're headed that direction, people. We're headed 1984. We're in it. We're living it. We're seeing it come about. We're seeing,
we're seeing the total grab and for total control that the Bible warned us about. That they would, everything that these people do, they kill me because they keep attacking Christianity, but by everything that they do, they're just fulfilling the prophecies that were told to us in the book. And we already know they're going to do these things. It's already been told you're going to do these things, idiot. And by doing it, you don't understand that you're fulfilling it? Whoa, that's a large.
Wow, what in the world, man?
That must be Soylent Green. Yeah, it's an older movie. You know, I've seen some pretty wild movies. This was one of them. But we're going to see, there's some good movies going to be coming out that kind of tend to point to what our future is going to be. You're already seeing that with what's the show everybody likes. It's in the second season or something, or the second movie came out or something. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of, you're looking at the future there.
What if we have a day like The Purge, though? They're trying to coach you into being on your best behavior and doing what's right, or you'll get your ass shot up one night out of here.
Well,
or utopian society.
Well, you know, there.
You better be on a straight path.
I don't know why it is that a lot of these people that are looking for this utopian society feel like in a utopian society, everybody's controlled. How is that a utopian even thought?
Right. We live in peace and harmony just as long as you do what you're told, or we're going to feed you to your brother.
Everybody, we just want to say, you know, we have a good time coming here and talking about those things, but the truth is, when we get done and the radio show, we're off the air and stuff, we still sit around talking about these things. And
it's scary, though.
It is scary. It boggles our mind at how much is going on. It troubles us. We probably lose a little sleep, and it probably ain't good for people like me with a heart condition to have all these things. But I take this more as a challenge to me. It's a challenge. I'm being challenged by the evil to fight back.
It boggles my mind how stupid they
are. And we're doing it. We're fighting back. And that's what I'll do. I want to wish everyone the best of everything. And may this week and next week be just you know, beautiful. Get a chance. Go outside. Look at the beauty God built. I know that's hard living in cities, but you got to go to the country, trees and stuff. But where I live at, to step outside and see the trees starting to bud out and stuff. It's a many different colors around of all the leaves and the grasses and the weeds, the flowers. And I'm just boggled to think that somebody thinks all this just fell into place. Like it wasn't by some kind of intelligent design. There's no way it all fell into place like it did.
No.
The odds against that are the most astronomical odds you could. Folks, love each other.
God bless.
And God bless. And everyone have a great night, great week. And just keep spreading the word. Push harder. And we got a few, you know, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Miss Linda Sills, right from the left coast. Then on Thursday night at 6 p.m., Miss Terry Rowland, our favorite teacher with Patriot Education. And then on Monday, Ron will be back. I think on Thursdays at 9 o'clock, Michael has a show. You know, we're not only on the doing this talk show, each one of us once a week and talking. We're on the net, and we're out there as the public. Everyone, God's many blessings to all. Love you. Talk at you next week. This is Bill,
Jim,
James,
Rob,
Gary,
Jolene,
Kaz,
and Lonnie. Talk to y'all later, man. I'll play it out.
Play us out, Kaz.
Good night.
Well,
here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.